This is a Broad Pods production.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Danny Riley.
And I'm Dan Riley, and together we run Manor Made.
In this podcast, we have decided that we wanted to dive a little bit deeper into some of the things that mean more to us that we weren't able to share within the web series. We've got a little bit more time up our sleeves. We're going to have some killer guests in throughout the series, some amazing experts, and really talk about what's important to us on the journey to build our dream home. For Dan and I, building a home that was as sustainable as possible was our number one priority. So in each episode, we will also highlight these features as a standalone topic. We know that the most important part of a house is when it actually becomes your home. So in each episode of the pod, Dan and I will be giving you a sneak peek into these intimate spaces that made our house a home for us.
Welcome to episode 10 of All Manner of Things, and what a big episode we have for you. Jumping off the back of episode 9.
Yes.
That was amazing.
I'm still reeling. That was such a stressful day.
But you know what really caps off the plungy?
What, Dan?
What's around it.
Oh, yes. It
the landscaping.
Does.
And, you know, I'm just going to say, the one thing when the building surveyor came through to give us our certificate of occupancy, he goes, congratulations, you've done your landscaping as well.
He did. That's right. And that was one of the big things when we set out to do this project. Remember I said to you at the very start, I'm like, we need to have this amount of money left at the end of this project because I am not living in that house surrounded by sand for any longer than I have to. So it was very important to us to do this project from start to finish, all completed, and not have drips and drabs to finish off. I mean, not that we didn't, but in terms of the landscaping, I mean. Because now, you know, the landscaping is absolutely popping off and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, and it definitely wasn't from us designing it.
That's very true.
We've got the best and the biz in.
We do. We have the wonderful Dave from Franklin Landscape and Designs in today. So thank you very much for joining us to have a bit of a chat with us.
My pleasure.
So
Dave's actually a bit of a work colleague of mine.
Yes.
We work quite frequently. On the block?
Yes, we do, mate. I just actually come from the block there, just checking out what you've done
you
or what
it.
You haven't done. So. Yeah.
You're obsessed. You're addicted.
Yeah. Yep, still there. Never finished there.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess we can share to our listeners today about where we first met.
Yep.
So we actually first met on our first series of the block that we were contestants. Yep. Dave, you were appointed by Mike and Andrew
yep.
to do their landscape design.
Yep.
So that's where we first met all those years ago.
Yeah, Dorcas Street, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. That was a long, long time ago, actually. So
yes.
I think it was, what, 13 seasons or 14 seasons ago?
We are all way older.
Yeah.
But much wiser. So such a great introduction to you, your business, what you're all about. And we have not done a series of the block since then where you've not been involved.
No, I've been on every series, so I've been pretty lucky. I mean, look, I'm a glutton for punishment, so you always go back every
right.
year and I always say, no, I'm not going to do it, not going to do it. But then, you know, the anxiety kicks in and you just go and do it.
Too good not to do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A bit of fun, and you get to hang out with Dan as well.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
We have a lot of laughs on the side.
We do have
mate.
A lot of laughs on the side.
Do you know what I find funny on the block is when we get the new sort of hoorah, young landscapers coming through. All they say is, I'm going to take Dave Franklin down, I'm going to beat him, I'm going to do this. But then Dave seems to win every year still on the block.
Yeah, well, that's what keeps me coming back. I love the competitions.
Yeah, what competition? But this year, I guess your role was a little bit different and you took on the overall landscape design for the estate, for lack of a better word, and also Scotty's house.
Yeah, pretty much. So we started this, I think it would have been last November, if not October, doing the designs.
So that's over a year ago.
Over a year ago. We've actually had a crew of guys up there since November. I think we started November 8th. So I think pretty much where the auction is, that gives us 12 months of working at the block, at least 10 guys, that's been there full time, the whole time. And it's rained, I reckon, the whole
every
time.
Day.
Every day, apart from 2 days. That's about it.
And I reckon, Dave, this is your best design that you've done.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I just got some photos through, so yes, beautiful. We didn't have to do too much touch-ups, but it does look great. And you know what? My client was Scotty Cam, so, you know, wasn't a contestant. So well, he's not too needy,
now
Scotty.
He's got deep pockets too, I reckon.
So, yeah, I was going to say, he has. I'll just put that out
he's
there.
He's got you full-time for a year with 10 guys.
Yeah, put it this way. When they say, there's your budget, his is a lot better, okay? Yeah, yeah. I'll leave it at that.
So. I think, though, dream client? Yes? Yeah. No? Any goss?
Look, to be honest, he was great. Yeah. You know, come in, he'll go, right here, Dave, I don't want this, I want that. And I'd go, look at the plan. He'd go, oh, yeah, you've already done it.
Yeah.
He'd go, right, I'm going to do the rest. So, to be honest, he's a great guy. I mean, like, Scotty's exactly what you see on TV. He's exactly what he's like off the camera as well. Yeah. So, loves great things, you know, and just basically, if you're a great professional at what you do, he's not going to stand in front of you. He's going to say, go ahead and do it. So, the only people I look out for is Dan and Keith coming at me. That's about it. But this year, they've kind of left me alone, so that's all right.
Because you weren't on one of the contestants' homes where they could pull you up and create some drama.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take it back to us and back to the Blairgowrie house.
It was an easy decision who we were going to appoint for our landscaper, wasn't it, really?
Well, we have worked with you in the past. So our last home that we did in Seddon, you did the landscape design.
Yep.
And I think we were like, yeah, we'll do all the work ourselves. And then push come to shove, and I'm like, Dave, we can't do this. Please come and do it. So you did. You came and did all the construction work for us as well on that particular project.
That's right,
And then when we bought the site at Blairgowrie, originally we went with another landscape designer, and we had a different home design completely different aesthetic. And then when we landed on the current design for the home, I'm like, Dave, we need you back. We need you to come and rework this design a bit to suit this home.
Yep.
Always loved your aesthetic. You're great at what you do. So why wouldn't we get you back?
Mm.
The only thing that happened at that time that we couldn't have foreseen, COVID. Mm. So that presented a whole new list of challenges. So, Dave, I want to have a chat today about, I guess, from a builder and client's perspective, what happens when someone appoints a landscape designer to do their project. We'll talk about the Blairgowrie project specifically and how we needed to stage that, and then I guess anything else that we want to chat about.
Is there a question there?
No. I was just saying what we're going to chat about. Calm down.
Yeah, well, we can start with design because, I mean, I get this asked all the time, and I suppose it's probably one of the hardest things because designs can start a small budget of maybe $1,500, or if you're dealing with a bigger company, it could be anywhere between $15,000 to $25,000, and there's different
in design fees.
Well, everyone starts out with a concept design, okay? It depends. Like a lot of people these days will do 3Ds and stuff like that.
Yep.
Generally, the package of a 3D package and stuff like that, if you're starting out, is around the $3,500 to $5,000.
Yeah,
everything's scaled, but you know, you've just got to have a look at what you've got in that job as well.
Yeah,
and I think the biggest thing is that it's budget. And everyone loves to design, like, right, now let's design everything, put everything in there.
And then pull out.
And then pull basically
afford.
Everything out, and you've just left with two trees. So I think the biggest...
What we like to call that is a watered-down version of the original concept.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think you and I, we all went back and forth a lot. I mean, your project was probably, I suppose, a little bit easier because of the cancel and what you had to stick by with the plants and that. But generally speaking is that... Yeah, you know, I think for people that are looking out there for designers and that, you've really got to look at, one, what the budget is. You know, like you might go and pay $15,000 for a landscape design, but you're only spending $30,000 on the construction.
Exactly.
So that's a total waste of money.
Not relative,
I would suggest to pick some of your local landscapers or just one up, not a big company, and they might be able to do something for $1,000 or $1,500 for a day work and just do a quick 2D CAD design for you.
Yep.
And that way you're going to get value add. So it's really sort of... looking at what you can do. And then, I mean, look, you guys, pretty much you built the landscape, which I've got to say, it looks fantastic and I'm very impressed. So
Thank you very much.
I was, you know, normally when I get clients saying they don't do it, anyway, there's another story. Yeah. I'll get to you later on. But when you get someone like yourselves that can build it, you might need, say, a few bit more plans. So you go from concept plan to working drawings.
Yeah.
And that's where people start getting shafted and thinking, well, hang on a second, how comes the bills keeps going up?
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes you might be better off sort of sticking around that sort of $8,000 to $10,000, get the scale drawing, get the plant schedule,
yep.
but just details like steps and stuff like that you may not need, and that yes. will bring the cost down for the design.
For the design,
that's
yes.
a good point.
Because with our project as well, you know, we worked with you on a concept. We were able to actually detail a lot of the construction drawing elements if yep. we needed to. So steps down from decks, for example, and we did a lot of the deck refinement in our yep. final construction package. So that's where we were able to kind of massage that design fee budget element yep. as well, as long as the intent was being achieved.
And look, as we say to everyone, design is the Bible of what you've got to use.
Yes.
Okay, like you've got to still stick within those because obviously if you go out, that might not hit the code res what you've got in that area as well. So
as
I keep saying, pretty pictures sell, but when you're trying to do the job,
yep.
you might not have everything. So you might have been taken on a long journey for 6 months and then go, right, hang on a second, that's actually over an easement. That's too close to the fence. So it's good to know that if you've got someone that you have got a designer, that one actually does deal with building surveyors a lot and stuff like that because that'll stop the time, you know, and as we always say, at the start of the project, everyone's really nice. Everyone's like, yeah, this is great. I've got these beautiful
plenty
pictures.
Plenty of money in the
bank. Plenty of money and all that sort of stuff. And then, bang, the builder takes everything and the landscaper's left with nothing.
Damn builders.
So basically all you end up with is a picture. You can frame and put it on the wall and go, this could have been. This could have been. And then you'll know you'll be used this 10 years later on your next house. So.
Maybe you could get a 3D render to accompany that design on the wall. This is what we could have had.
Well, Danny, that's an extra $5,000 just right there.
Exactly.
But I mean, look, the questions there, I mean, I could go on for half an hour about the actual design thing, but it is something that I think that everyone has to really, really speak about.
Yeah.
And just think about what you want in your design and everything like that. Great designers and stuff like that, you've got it. We pretty much know a budget, but again, the day with, you know, all the materials and that going up at the moment, it's very hard to pinpoint a price.
Exactly. Okay? Yeah.
But design, you can still pinpoint a price. Concept plan, start with that. Work with people like yourself, go through everything. And that's, as we say, it's the heartbeat of the job.
It is.
Dave, I'm just going to give you a question without notice, just for the listeners out there. We're in a suburban Melbourne, you know, standard sort of size, 350 square metre house.
Yep.
For a landscape of that sort of build, roughly what would you want in the bank to...
You're anywhere between 120, 150 grand.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that wouldn't include a pool either. That would just be landscaping and...
No, that's just a Christmas card from me.
Christmas card. I think that's important for people to understand the pricing of a landscape because they think now you can get away with 30 grand for your standard home. It's not going to happen.
And what's going to make people absolutely fall off their chairs? So for the Blairgowrie house, we had a landscape budget excluding the pool of 70 grand. So we knew that we'd be able to stick to that because of being a builder. We had access to everything at trade and we could do the work ourselves. Our site is 715 square metres.
Yep.
Our footprint is around about 300 and something square metres. So that's a lot of landscaping. Yeah. And when I come to you, I said, we want low maintenance. We have an Indigenous plantings overlay on the site. We wanted a little bit of grass. We had the plungy. We've got several different deck areas to connect, but overall, and we wanted it irrigated, of course, with a little bit of garden lighting, and we wanted to be able to execute it ourselves. It wasn't a crazy brief, but I think the more creative control that you give to someone, it can often be a little bit harder. And there were things in the initial design concept that we weren't able to see through or that we did change because of actual site conditions. But, you know, Annette Wales, my mum, she's planted about at least 500 plants on that site. So we had several weekends of that.
Yeah, look, I got to say, I drove past it the other week.
Did you? Actually, look,
yeah, I did, because a friend lives next door to you. So I think the biggest thing about places like yours is that yours basically is quite steep. And I think just as a construction, like obviously you guys built that, so you guys have a lot of retaining walls and stuff like that. And this is something that I hate, because when you're doing it, when you're actually building the jobs, that's where a lot of money goes.
So
when we're building pools and stuff like that these days, we've got to do protection piers on everything. So pretty much every pool, we've spent about $15,000.
That you don't see.
Again, the biggest thing I think that helped you guys is that there's a lot of grasses, so that all your plants aren't huge, but will grow huge. And you add sand to dig in, so that's not too hard either.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was a really good point, Dave, about the construction side of things where the money goes into. Now, obviously, our site being a 5-metre slope, we probably spent nearly 15, 20K on retaining walls to retain the site.
It was definitely over 20K.
And this is something that clients should have to understand. If you are going to put a pool in the boundary, you're probably going to more than likely need protection works, which may mean piers or some sort of,
It is. I mean, look, great question. As you said before, that you said, 350 square metre block. So if you're talking, say, 700 square metre block, that's sort of the average block that we work on.
Mm.
And you used to do those at about sort of, the 90 to 120. You're looking at 200,000 plus. That's driveway assist. And then you put a pool on, you're 100 to 120 to get anything decent these days. So you're talking $300,000 package. I thought, geez, no one will be signing up. But let me tell you, Melbourne's got money because everyone's signing up.
So definitely. People are at home more. They want their homes to be a reflection of them, an oasis, and almost that instant completion. I knew that when, I remember back to when we were purchasing all of our plants and they were quite small because of what was available at that time, and they'd come to site and I'm like, why aren't they bigger? I want a one-year-old landscape now.
I was going to say something else, but I won't. I mean, your garden's looking good because the year growth with a coastal planting does go great. And there's ways of saving money on the job. Plants grow, and that's the great thing about construction has to be construction, but plants can still grow. So if you're going to try and save somewhere on the landscape, definitely the plants.
With the design, Dave, yes, we did have a lot of smaller plants, but you still gave us enough budget to put in some mature mooners and some Banksias.
And some blueberry ash. And our hero plant is the olive, the 35-year-old olive tree that we had craned in on the plungy days. So that olive tree is seen from every corner of the home.
Yeah.
So spending close to $3,000 on that particular tree was definitely the biggest investment we made for a single plant on the site. Huge investment, but you've got to look at it like a piece of furniture. Well, that plant's in there for life.
Yeah, well, I've won the block twice with an olive tree like
that. There you go.
And the funny thing you say is that I actually just had one craned into the front of my house for good luck yesterday. So
perfect.
There you go. So not trying to copy your design, but maybe I would have been looking at it before I come in today.
but that's a good point, Dave. So, yes, you can sort of not spend as much on the plants and get less mature plants, but always get one or two big features, you reckon?
Absolutely. I think if you've got to do something in a feature situation...
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Thinking about the concept design, I think it's really important to stress to our listeners that a concept is a concept. It's a design direction of what ultimately you want to achieve.
Yep.
What happens in actuality, depending on when it comes to construction, and this happens with all of our interior design projects as well.
Yep.
There is flexibility within the design. So, for example, in the original concept, you had the concrete garden beds, raised concrete garden beds that were the drain pipes and stuff like that originally.
Yep.
We ended up working with a steel manufacturer. He made us some Corten steel rings. So that worked out to be a lot cheaper for us in that scenario, but still achieved a very similar look and aesthetic. So there is room to move with the executed design.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, we say to everyone, you can change things. It's like, just say you start with a job at, say, $300,000. You still will be able to get that down to probably $180,000.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't want everyone ringing me for that. But
Dave, you said that we could
But ways of things, exactly what you said there. You can tone things down, but don't take the integrity out of the design.
Exactly.
Okay? Keep the integrity in the design.
Yep.
You can do plans later on.
Yep.
But just maybe look at the materials that you're using. So if you've got a paver that might be $120 a metre, you can probably find something for $50 a metre.
Exactly.
I'd have to say, Facebook market share, what a sight.
100%. One of my girlfriends recently bought an unspeakable amount of bluestone crazy paving off Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. We picked up bricks like old secondhand reds for free from job yesterday.
Someone just wants to get rid of them.
So you know what? We're using them now. But I'm just saying, there's things like that. I mean, you've got to sit down and go
You're smart.
The whole thing. But it's either that or, talk to the wife at night time.
Yeah.
So Facebook market share is a good thing, Danny, for me. So.
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to have a chat about with the Blair Gowrie project in particular, but would also be applicable to other homes,
yeah,
is the staged approach to executing the design. With our particular project, we had to stage it. So we have the rear retaining wall, which runs across our rear boundary, which we lost access to fairly early on. You had to build that alfresco area. We had to put a temporary floor down and we had to get all the plants up there before the plungy went in, while we still had some access. So that was a good solid 3 days of me on the thing.
Digging the excavator?
Excavator or something, yeah.
Yep, carrying up soil, mulch. Big plants,
yep, rocks
to then literally landscape that back section, so we then were losing access, so we wouldn't be able to do it again.
Yeah, so this is pretty much one of the hardest things as well. We've got a job at the moment as well, because when you're in sort of, you've got like, there's stages of doing the landscape, so obviously you've got excavation and then you've got your construction, but all landscapers like to do front and backyard at the same time. You don't like doing the backyard finish and then coming down to the front yard. It's like, hang on, I've just finished up there, but I'm about to start the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I mean, the biggest thing is that I suppose, you know, getting all the materials up there, you've only got one chance.
Yeah.
You know? So splitting the jobs up, you can do it. It does come back down to the design, looking at, okay, rightio, what have we got here? If you've got retaining walls, definitely get all of them done. Backfilling and everything like that, getting good soil, getting good mulch and all that.
Yep.
And as we said, like the hero pieces, like the big trees and all those sorts of features, definitely you've got to get up there. But yes, it's definitely a hard one because it's stage one and two.
Yes. You know,
and that's generally only on a new build. So a lot of places you probably do renovations or just the backyard where there is no stages, you've only got one shot to do it.
But also because we did it ourselves, or we executed the design ourselves, it was also pinches of time. So we'd have a pocket of time here. All right, great. What can we get done in this particular window of time? So I think it ended up being almost a 3 or 4 stage approach to our plantings, which we had some of those plants there for months. You know, I think we only had our garden lighting put in of May this year, so May 2022. Then we did this, then we did that, then the grass tree came. Yep. So there was bits along the way that ideally you want it all done at once, but it's often not the reality.
Well, if it makes you happy, I'm only just finishing my front yard after 2 years, okay?
Plumber always has leaky taps.
I'm sick of people walking past my house and shaking their head and going, mate, he's been a landscaper. It's been 2 years now. So
never hire that Dave Franklin.
That's it. So you guys have actually beaten me in my own home.
Yeah.
I reckon you might hear about that every night too.
Let's just say we're in separate rooms every night. But definitely. So, but anyway, to anybody Bayside, it will be finished next week. Yeah.
Dave, I've got a bit of a question. What are some critical items that every landscaping job will need? Like, is it irrigation? Is it lighting? Yeah. Is it...
Look, especially coming up to Christmas, and great question, because what we're trying to do at the moment, I went to the nursery yesterday and I'd have to say everything's sold out. Since we've had COVID, right, obviously, and we were saying this before, everyone has fallen back in love with their backyards and their front yards.
Yeah.
These nursery growers, I've never seen it ever like this in my entire life. So you're talking that normally what they're bringing out the plants at sort of around the September. So I would have to say, like, as soon as this person has signed the contract, what we're trying to do at the moment, like,
secure the plants.
Well, we just started a job in Beaconsfield Parade and we're ordering the plants now to secure them just to make sure, and paving as well. So you're sort of seeing that the stock list and everything like that.
Yeah.
As long as you're ahead of the game, that's probably one of the biggest things that I would be doing at the moment if you've got an end date.
Yeah. You know, so. Do you know what? You're not on your own there. We are doing that as a building company.
Yeah.
So as soon as we start projects, we have specific progress payments very early on for all the FF&E, and we are ordering everything at the start of the project because we have no control over logistics and lead times these days.
Well, that's, and as, again, I'm going to South Australia, New South Wales and stuff like that. My advice is stage everything, but order everything now.
Order everything.
And I think my advice for anyone out there doing a project, whether it be just a landscape project or if you are doing a build that has landscaping involved, I would say 9 times out of 10 when we're contracting a project, the landscaping is the first thing to come out of the costs.
100%.
I would say, though, to everybody out there who's going through this process where that might be a reality for you, spend the money on good landscape design that you can then execute at a later date.
Yep.
Because there's nothing worse than always feeling like your project is incomplete.
Yeah.
And you know, to link that back to the interiors, I would say that window furnishings are definitely sit with the landscaping and one of the first things to come out. The furniture package, one of the first things to come out. So it's all important in achieving a holistic end-to-end project. But, yeah, I think for us, you know, when we went into this project, I didn't want to be 6 months, 12 months out and still not have our landscaping done. So it was very, very important to us from the beginning to do as much as what we could, as quickly as what we could.
Yeah, well, look, as you say, like, planning is everything.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are going to engage with someone, obviously work that budget out, or even just have someone, like, a lot of people are not going to charge you to come around and say, rightio, what are you thinking? And then point out the hardest point. So if you can educate yourself or get someone in or someone that's local, that's what I would suggest.
Get someone local.
Yep. And they can give you a bit of an idea, or if you've got a passion that you really want to use a certain company, get on to them before whilst the architect's drawing up the plans.
That's a really great point. Just use someone local. If someone's, you know, suburban Melbourne again, what's a tip for them, or what should they be thinking about making their yard impactful? What can they do to really give it like a shaboom, you know?
Yeah. To get the neighbours talking.
Yeah. To get the neighbours talking, I'll just leave the lights on.
Exactly.
No, I mean, look, every house, like, you've got to have what we say is like over a focal point or feature areas and stuff like that. I mean, it just depends on how the land is as well. And I always say grand entrance. One of my biggest hates is like when you use the driveway as a front pathway. I hate that, you know, because that's what I don't like. So
Thank goodness we have a separate path.
But I mean, it just gives you a bit more grandeur.
Yeah.
You know, like if you've got a staircase, don't do the staircase. Do one or two steps. Do a platform.
Yes.
Make it feel bigger. Yes. Make it feel wider. They're the types of things that'll go. The small details, nice lighting on the steps and stuff like that, and that's going to maximise the size of your front yard.
Yeah,
and that's how you start with grandeur. And
I've just had flashbacks of all the jobs you've done, and now you have got those journeys.
Cut the podcast down, right?
No, you're right. And I'm also actually linking that straight back to our house. You know, for the listeners out there, jump into the show notes, click on the link, watch this episode of the web series. You will see our pedestrian gate pretty much lines up with the location of the front door, but we've dog-legged our path to create interest.
Yeah, I remember Dave saying you wanted us to go into the landscape and come back around.
100%. And that's, so if you just have the driveway and you've got all your cars in the driveway, as I said,
boring.
It's a pet hate. And I look at a driveway as a serviceability area.
Yes.
That's it. So that's what my suggestion is. So to answer the question there, make your house feel a little bit wider, use some grandeur. Have a pedestrian gate going.
Have some considered elements.
100%.
Yeah.
That's it. You know.
Yeah.
So either that or come to us and
exactly.
we'll put the invoice out.
Now, Dave, something that we've been threading through this whole podcast series is the sustainability message. It was a very big thing for us during the project and the build, and still now we're talking about this every day. I want to understand, I guess, from your perspective about what were some of the elements in that area that were incorporated into our design and build, and what you might be doing as a company as well.
Look, I think sustainability is a huge thing at the moment, okay? So, I mean, I remember when we had the drought, everyone put in water tanks and that. Mm. Everyone's going to a lot of solar and stuff like that, even just basically with your garden especially. I mean, you've got a real coastal sort of native sort of garden. So once it's established, you actually won't need to water yours much at all unless we hit a drought or something like that. Mm. As for everything else, like your timbers that you've used, I mean, they're all recycled, sort of like an old timber as well, like your concrete and your paving and all that sort of stuff. So nothing's artificial in your garden whatsoever. And that's what we always say, especially working on the block, there's got to be some sort of sustainability every year.
Yeah.
This year's been sort of off-grid, and, you know, how we did the landscape out there, we basically used all the soil there, we screened it and added some more compost to it, and so that was the soil for the whole block, even to the Scotty Camps pool and the front dams. All the rock that come out of that, we use that as the rock walls, and we had a stonemason come in and chip it.
You told me about that.
Yeah, so there, if you have a close look around the fire pit, there's actually one massive rock there. It's the size of this table here.
Mm. Yeah.
And it sat there, and we couldn't move it with the machine, so we thought, right, yeah, let's do a fire pit
around it.
Everyone thinks it's the best design, but that was just because we couldn't move the rock. So
don't give away your secrets.
That's what I'm saying. So that one actually was not drawn up, all right?
Quick edit, I meant it.
I'm trying to get everyone saying, I love this rock. I'd go, oh, mate, yeah, we picked this, and that's it. But that's what I was saying. Like, and again, you know, coming back to your sort of place, you know, you've got it. I mean, you've really ticked off everything for sustainability there. And,
yeah.
You know, and I do see that these days is that you've got to design something like you can't put like that French influence on a house like yours down there and the way yes. that your design is. It just does not suit. I think what we've done there, we've looked at the area,
yep.
you know, looked at the driveways, looked at the fences and all that sort of stuff and sort of implemented what is local as well. So
yeah, that's exactly.
A big tick for me is sustainability in that area and that's yep. what you guys have done.
To add to that as well, I mean, we have two 2,500-litre Kingspan water tanks underneath yep. the house. They collect all of the water off the roof and that's our irrigation.
Yep.
So, you know, we're not drawing on town water for our gardens when we do need to have the gardens watered. Yep. So just those little things that make yep. an impact.
100%. And as I said, like your garden probably won't need to be watered that much.
Yeah.
You know,
well, we haven't watered it in ages.
I was going to say, if you go outside at the moment, it's raining, mate. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One little nugget I picked up there, Dave, which was interesting, try and utilise what you've got on site already. So if you do excavate, let's see if you can somehow use that as topsoil later on or reuse rocks.
I love it when you say rocks because you go into a garden supplies, they're going to charge you $50 for a small rock that's only 500 by 500 again.
Dan may have brought home some rocks from the block.
Yeah, I did. I took some.
Mate, well, there's still about another 100 cubes up there. I just had a look this morning. But I mean, look, I think what we try and do, and we actually do say this, and this is repurposing the trees as well. It's a big thing that's at the moment. Okay,
yes.
So when we're on two jobs at the moment when we're ripping stuff down. So one, like my apprentices and some of the qualifiers and stuff like that. So it's got old decking there. And I said, well, look, this actually looks good as a cladded fence.
Yeah.
So grab that stuff. Yeah. I like the old nail holes through it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Put the black Q-Tech oil on it.
Yep.
It's brand new again. Like, as we said, like the old red bricks. I mean, you're pulling those, keep those.
Yep.
Even old pots, you know, like one thing that I get the guys to do is that, you know, empty it out. If there's an old terracotta pot, take it home.
Yeah.
Paint it with a porter's lime wash. All of a sudden it's brand new.
I'm just remembering back to our last project that we did as well. Do you remember we had the bluestone thing for our fireplaces that the previous owner had taken out. So we reused them and built the bench seat and garden.
Yeah, and so that to me, there's a sense of romance in keeping it in the house. We just got to educate the younger guys because they love to come in and smash
shiny
and bash and then
new.
You
throw it out.
Then you see it in the bin and you go, mate, what? As
there's
we
money.
Say, don't destroy. Dismantle and bring it back to us.
Yeah.
So if you dismantle it, you can have it in the full piece and maybe pick that up and use it for the job later on.
Oh, love that's that.
I'm using that one.
Yeah, that's such a great message. Reuse what you can on site. So, Dave, what's happening for you at the moment? What's on the cards for Franklin Landscape and Design?
I'd have to say it's probably been the biggest year we've ever had in Franklin Landscape and Design. Like we've got, because of the show as well, I've been hosting another show called Australia's Best Pool, so I've been able to fly around Australia and do that. It sounds like a real bad job, just swimming in pools and, you know, all that. And my wife said, you missed it by 20 years, Dave. but anyway, I have some great hosts on doing that, so that's taken up a lot of time. But my work alone just in Melbourne has been ridiculous. COVID's brought this on as well, you know, and as I said, we've got a small office up in Sydney, so we've got a designer up there, and look, we're looking at starting another designer in the Gold Coast because we've got stuff in Byron.
You've always had stuff going on the Gold Coast.
I always had a lot up there, so we're we start with the design, and then obviously we got the trust with you guys, and then we have our landscape construction. Now, we probably do at least 100 designs a year. I could probably only do 10 to 12 of these jobs. And if once we've got these big jobs, I think we'll only end up doing 5 jobs next year. So
what I'm hearing out of that is that Dave Franklin has no more time for us in our future projects.
Design only, Danny. Design only.
Unless it's 7 figures.
But look, at the same time, you always look at, I suppose we look at interest rates as well, what's going to come on. I think that's going to slow the bottom end of the market down definitely.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything like it. Like all the tradesmen I know that they've left to Queensland or they've gone, everyone vacated Melbourne.
Yep.
So try and find landscaping now. You can't.
Trading in general.
So, everyone keeps saying, when's it going to slow? I can't see it happening in the next 12 months. I mean, we could successfully book our company out for the next 6 months. And when you talk what's exciting, what's on the horizon, I mean, these jobs that we're coming, that's coming into us, this is the stuff that you've been waiting all your life to do, you know.
It's a nice spot to be in, right?
It's great. You know, I get to spend other people's money on the stuff I want.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't get to stay there, right? That's
right.
But no, it is. Look, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on this year. It's probably definitely been our biggest year, and just look forward to...
Looking forward to a break, though, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to a break. For those 3 days we get off at Christmas.
Yeah, well, Dave, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in and chat with us today. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate your efforts and everything that you've done for us and with us.
Good to have the best of the business in here too.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. It's been my pleasure. And as I said, it's just, you know, Dan was claiming that he did plant it all, you know, at the box.
He definitely did.
You owe me a slab now, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's been my pleasure and I'm glad that you finished it.
Thanks. Thank you. So, Dan, it's that time again. Let's have a chat about what it is in this house that actually makes it a home for us.
Well, for me, and it happened during construction, actually, towards the end of it, it was the central courtyard in between the living and the master bedroom.
Yep.
I remember maybe about 3 weeks or even a month out before Christmas, we planted all in there and it really connected the two spaces together.
Yeah.
So I think that's when you could really get a feel of how our landscape overall is going to feel and look.
Yeah. It also actually changed the type of air that was coming in those windows.
Well there's no more sand in there. There was now.
No, but as the air kind of cleans and filters through the plants and stuff like that, it just completely changed, didn't it?
Yeah. And I even think about now seeing those plants grown so much
more. I mean, they need
more.
A trim. They're very overgrown at the moment.
That whole space, it just almost feels like the house is floating now.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. So for me, it has to be the front garden. The front garden for me is so beautiful. And I think right now we are coming into spring. We've had a lot of rain, a bit of sunshine. That front garden is off the chain. Mm. And what that does as well is it helps to kind of settle the structure a little bit more and achieve that whole thing that we always wanted about building a home that sits within the landscape. So the garden and everything that we've planted is now catching up to the existing trees that were on the site, and it all just works so beautifully together.
And you could see Dave when he said he drove past.
Yeah,
he was chuffed. He was chuffed about it. And you know what? I used to always say I used to hated the right side of the front garden.
Because it was slower because it was planted last.
Remember I used to love the left side?
Yeah.
That was my favourite side. Now that it's all grown together, I don't have a favourite side.
Yeah.
They're both just as good.
It's just that last little bit up in front of the pool, which is still a little bit behind everything else.
Okay, so we like the left side still a bit more.
No, collectively as a whole, it's that front garden is just absolutely beautiful and it's a pleasure to come home to. Especially on dusk when the lights are on, yeah? Well, that wraps up episode 10 of All Manner of Things podcast. Now, make sure to catch up on the web series if you're behind or you haven't seen everything. All the links are in the show notes. Catch up on all the previous pod episodes as well. And I cannot wait to bring you episode 11 next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.